Now, when people were hurted, especially people who are soft-hearted or innocent, it takes two dimensions. Firstly, it may change them for the worse instantly, and secondly, it can have a gradual impact on them. Now, this is true because normally we understand that marriage is supposed to maintain a certain orderliness, where we have the men is expected to show love to their spouse, their wives, and their wife expected to reciprocate through submission. Now, the change that occurs in this openness, in this open space of the cycle of pain, okay, can actually make the hurted spouse or the victim spouse to break this otherness in a marriage. Sometimes you hear spouses say who are hurted several ways. Let me say, things are not moving the way it ought to be. Things has changed in the relationship. What really happened? Now, people forget to understand that reactions, actions, okay, are prompt reactions. Now, a spouse may be hurted in several ways, let me tell you, like in the sense of there are several ways which spouses or people can be hurted in their relationship, like through infidelity, loss of trust, insecurities that can be caused either financially and emotionally and otherwise. Be it however, pain is being produced. This is where we are really going to talk about today, the cycle of pain and how it affects your relationship. Welcome to today's podcast, where we are going to be diving into the complexities of relationship and the various factors that can influence them. Today, I'm going to be exploring this topic with you that many of us may be familiar with, but perhaps don't fully understand the cycle of pain and its profound effects on your relationship. I am your host, Mom Ziba, and you're welcome to today's podcast. This is your first time of joining Mom Ziba podcast or tuning in to this podcast. It's a podcast where we talk about relationship, where we elaborate more about on relationship issues that happen within our everyday life from experiences. And we also talk about how to build a personal mindset and how to also maintain fitness and health. So you're welcome to Mom Ziba Talks. Mom Ziba Talks is a lot in the pack. So if this is your first time, please do click on the subscribe button or the follow button to become a sharp follower. A sharp follower is a person who keeps on sharing, tuning in, listening, clicking on the notification button to get notified for new updates. And also leaves his or her review. Remember, Mom Ziba is a person who has a legacy of impacting life, and you also can also impact a life from the comfort of wherever you are by dropping your review pertaining any episode you just listened to on Mom Ziba podcast, and others can learn from it. Don't you see how beautiful this is? Yes, it is. So you're welcome to today's podcast. I just wanted to pick a cozy spot and we'll roll together. Thank you. I chose to talk about this, but first and foremost, I want us to understand the definition of the cycle of pain, because most of us do not really understand. Now, this is where I'm talking from. The cycle of pain refers to the repetitive pattern of emotional hurt and unresolved issues that can plague individuals and their relationship. Now, this cycle often stems from situations I said earlier. Some people could say directly infidelity. It could also stem from past traumas, unresolved conflicts, or negative experiences that continues to manifest in the present. Back to where we were. Now, people want things to properly move well in their relationship, okay, irrespective of the actions that they might have dispensed to their spouse, okay, which might have impacted them in an awful way and prompted an awful reaction from their spouse. All right, complaints like my wife doesn't respect me, my husband shows less attention, my wife nags a lot, she lacks trust in me, and a lot kind of such kind of scenario and words start to pop out in a relationship. Now I want you to understand that pain is very destructive to the natural flow of orderliness in your relationship. When pain is activated without being corrected through genuine apologies, through restitutions, through confessions, through forsakings, through uprightness, it keeps on multiplicating and rebirthing. True life instances where a man cheats on his wife countlessly and then breeds pain in his wife's heart, she could decide to withdraw respect, loyalty, and become rude and want to act as the other woman outside. There was forgetting her original positions, and it never remained the same. You know, the relationship orderliness is being abrupted. The relationship flow and orderliness does not go well as before. Or in a situation where the woman disregards her man in the days of his hobbling times, and when that man financially makes it or becomes financially capable, he remembers the past hurt that his wife might have dispensed to him, and they will start to treat her badly. Now, if we also want to talk about several ways that cycle of pain manifests in a relationship, we can also be seeing situations like unresolved trauma. Now, individuals bring their past traumas into their present relationship. I try to term these as baggages, and this normally affects about 1 to 50%, running through to 100 of relationship today. And this can lead to emotional triggers and defensive reactions. The unresolved issues can create a circle of conflict and misunderstanding, as partners may inadvertently hurt each other without fully understanding the underlying triggers. Now, this is what people do, and it is very, very important that our attention are called to this. Another instance could be communication breakdown, all right, where the circle of pain often leads to communication and breakdown within your relationship. Individuals may struggle to express their needs and emotions freely and easily, effectively, now leading to pent-up resentment and frustrations. The lack of communication can perpetuate the circle of pain as unresolved issues continue to fester beneath the surface. Now, I will be telling you something. In this situation that I've just explained right now, we'll see that the circle of pain keeps on multiplicating and rebirthing. No one wishes to let go of the past. Pain has the ability to change situations in a relationship. Pain has the capability to stop a free flow of something in a relationship. Pain has the ability to kill the sweetness in a relationship. And many relationships today are suffering because of pain. Many relationships today are going into being sick and finally ending in divorce because of pain. Most people don't want to own up to their own aspect of wrong in a relationship. And by coming out genuinely to apologize and take a U-turn and then live an upright life in their relationship so that they can make a headway. So neglecting this kind of a thing and trying to behave as though that you are so or you understand, you don't want to look into those kind of a thing. You've done it. You've hurted your spouse and you continue doing what you are doing can actually turn the tune of your relationship into the tune that you do not understand before. Pain has the ability to replicate. Now, that is what we are talking about, the circle of pain. When you will be hurted in a relationship, it prompts something in you. Like I said earlier, it can make that person, even if that person was a soft and innocent kind of a person, to become worse than a person who hurted him or her before in the relationship. There are also issues like repetitive patterns. Without intervention, the circle of pain can become entrenched, okay, deeply entrenched within the relationship, leading to repetitive patterns of conflict and dysfunctions. These patterns may seem insurmountable, causing partners to feel trapped in a circle of despair and hopelessness. How do you break the circle of pain? First, self-reflection. The first step for you to take as an emotion coach that Momziba is, I'll have to be telling you that the first step that you have to take in breaking the circle of pain is self-reflection. Both you and your spouse, when you understand that definitely something is not going on well in your relationship for some time, you might have really taken time out to really study that this is not how things used to be and something actually prompted it. Both individuals must take time to examine their own emotional wounds and past traumas, gaining insight on how these experiences are influencing their current dynamics, relationship dynamics, pardon me. Okay, so that's the first step. And this is where we understand, this is where the acknowledgement and acceptance come into play. Now, secondly is practicing open communication. When I talk about open communication, remember that when two are moving together and there is a relationship going on and the communication is not flowing as it usually is supposed to be, okay, then that relationship might not really go far. It only takes open communication for partners, people around, people working together in a community or in a relationship to understand themselves. Now, effective communication is essential for breaking the circle of pain. Partners must create a safe and supportive environment where they can discuss their feelings, okay? Where they can discuss their feelings, all right? And their fears, the vulnerabilities, and without the fear of fear of judgment or rejection. Now, many people they really communicate, but they are not open in their communication. And the reason is because when I'm open in my communication, maybe my partner may judge me wrongly, or judge me to my own hurt. Might not be so easy with me. Okay, so because of that, I don't think it's better for me to be open. It's just better for me to remain on the surface level. Now, when this happens, you cannot get to the bedrock of where you want to get to. We are trying to get to a consensus where the relationship gets back its otherness in its normal state, how it's supposed to be in its normal state. All right, now we must be open while we are communicating with each other. Okay, we must tell ourselves, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I think that this has happened. All right, so that we can get a headway. It is like a diagnosis. All right, communication is a part of diagnosis in a relationship. especially when you are passing through some awful situations that you're not supposed to, and you want to get a solution. The first way is communication, open communication. It helps in the diagnosis in a relationship. Also, we must be assertive in our communication. What do I mean by this? You have set your own path. Respect your partner to say his or her own path of how he feels, of what might have prompted some reactions from him or her over time in the relationship that might have stopped the orderliness of your relationship, how it's supposed to be. Some people, when they are in a relationship, they just want to pass out what they feel. They don't want to hear what their partner is trying to say. And this is very, very wrong. You must practice assertive communication lifestyle. Also, always have the mindset to end on a better note. Some people, when they get into issues, when during my counseling sessions, I've heard some couples, when they are talking, you see them, they just want to nail the other person, especially when they find out that that person is really gaining maybe attention from the counselor, all right? They saw the feel, so they want to really spoil everything. They keep on coming up with points and points and points just to terminate to make the other partner feel less of himself and put confusion, and everybody's in a jeopardy in that forum or in that room. Now, it's supposed not to be so. When you are settling an issue, when you notice that this circle of pain has actually eaten deep into your relationship, and then you want to work it out in your relationship, you must have the same note of ending in a better note. Okay, you must have brewed the thought of I want to make a headway, I want to change. So by so doing, it doesn't matter what your partner is saying. All right, just believe she's saying her own aspect and you are saying your own aspect, how you feel, how he or she feels. Then we want to get to a consensus to make things work properly. Now, this could be in the advice of a counselorship, okay? That's why I'm giving you this. And the actionable point you can really practice, especially when you're going through a therapy or you visit a therapist, relationship therapist, or you are talking together, trying to get to a consensus in your home. I mean, you and your partner. Now, the next point is seek support. Breaking this circle of pain actually often requires most time professional support, such as therapy, all right, or counseling. A trained therapist can help individuals and couples especially explore their emotional wounds, develop healthy coping strategies, and learn effective communication skills, just as I'm doing now. Mom Ziba is a certified emotional coach and relationship therapist. So if you want to book for one-on-one counseling, you can visit me at momziba.com and book a session with me, so we can really talk more. As an emotion coach, this is what I am telling you. It has worked for people I've advised, and I love you. If you were passing through this, you notice that your relationship has been glitched by the circle of pain and you want an out. It's not everybody you go to for advice. It's not everyone you throw what happened in your relationship to. Everybody cannot be a third party in your relationship. And you need certified and as well experienced therapist. A therapist who really can explore your emotional wounds. All right, can really have that kind of emotional experience to talk to you about. Okay, to help you in your relationship. Now, never act perfect. This is what people do. Now, when we are trying to get a balance in this whole shit, and you just come up and you are acting perfect, all clean, and you know that you are wrong, we cannot make a headway, you cannot gain back the free flow or orderliness in your relationship after being affected by the cycle of pain. Correct in respect and love. Another point I want you to know is when you are hurted, okay, or you want to explain yourself, you want to let your partner know that you did this to me for some time and this and this, try to pass out such info in a respectful and a loving manner. Remember, I normally tell people that as a couple, you are a team and not a competitor. You must know that. Never hasten your partner during discussions. Now let communication, all right, be a step after a step kind of a communication. After your husband might have finished saying what hurted him so much in your relationship, what prompted the pain, what is leading to his some kind of his behavior that you have been witnessing for some time, your husband also should understand you, that you are explaining everything, then ask you if you are done. Yes, this is very, very this assertive. This is very, very good. You ask your partner, are you done? And when that person says yes, he or she is done, then I think you have the full right to start explaining yourself. Okay, this is how you get a resolution to conflict. And I'll be talking about resolution of conflict. If you want my class on that, you can also drop it in the Q&A sessions, and Momziba, please talk about resolution of conflict. Then I can also, you know, write on it or talk on it. Now, avoid hurt, all right? Do not try to, you want to hurt your partner, but through maybe you're settling issues, you want to hurt him by all means, you want to hurt her by all means, you want her to feel bad. No, we are getting to a consensus, we are getting to a stop, we are getting to a halt, or to end this cycle of pain. We don't want one pain betting another pain and so on, and therefore affecting the relationship entirely. We won't get to a place, and so therefore you must make it easier for both your counselor or for both you and your partner, in case you're doing it an indoor thing, all right? You must not try to make the person feel, hurt the person while trying to get to a particular place, because the more you hurt that person, the more it rebates pain. And this is what we want to end in our relationship, so that it can move well, all right? So cultivate apathy and compassion. The cycle of pain conclusively can have a profound impact on relationship, leading to, as I said, a communication breakdown, emotional distance, repetitive pattern of conflict. However, by engaging in self-reflection, open communication, seeking support, and cultivating apathy, individuals can break free from this destructive cycle. It is really destructive, and build a healthier, more fulfilling relationship. Remember, healing takes time and effort, all right? But with dedication and constant support, it is very, very possible to break free from the cycle of pain and create a relationship grounded in love and understanding, then mutual respect. I normally tell people that not only men deserve respect in a relationship. Yes, men understand majorly 80% of the love language to be respect. But also women need respect. Women understand the language of respect. Mutual respect in a relationship moves the relationship forward. Okay, so never forget the part of mutual respect. Thank you for joining me today on my podcast, Momziba Talks Daily Podcast. And I hope you found this discussion insightful. If you have any contribution to make, you've been hurted before, you're passing through a particular pain in your relationship, and you really want to talk about it, you can drop it on your Q&A session via this voice message. You can send it through on Spotify, and I will be glad to talk about it. Don't worry, I'll keep you anonymous. All right? We can talk about this. And if you want to share a light on this, how you think this has been insightful for you, you can also drop it in the Q&A section. Thank you so much for joining Mom Ziba today. I love you. Till next. Bye.